Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to A Christian Manifesto today, episode number 56. My name is Daniel White III, president of Torch Leadership Foundation, pastor and Christian philosopher Francis A. Schaeffer warned America and the American church. He warned us and created the war plan that we as Christians need today to deal with a society that is increasingly moving away from God, the Bible, and moral principles. And to be quite frank with you, he gave us the war plan many years ago to use it to win the battle, and I am afraid that the so-called evangelical church has lost that battle. And I doubt it is worth at this point even fighting. However, with that said, we move on. He wrote a Christian manifesto over, many years now, and his words are just as relevant today as they were back then, and so therefore, now one of the purposes of this podcast is just to let people know that there was a plan to help us avoid where we are right now, and that is at the point of God lovingly, mercifully, graciously, slow-rollingly dismantling and destroying the greatest country in the history of the world besides or outside of Israel. Because we, America, would have never been great without Israel. The Judeo-Christian ethic is a real deal and a powerful thing. And the ruler of the Western world and really the entire world. Anyway, our Christian manifesto today passage from the Word of God today is Exodus chapter 1, 15 through 21, which reads, "And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, Why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are not delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore, and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses." Our Christian manifesto today, quote today, is, that's interesting how that we say that, but our Christian manifesto today, quote today, is from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless, Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Now, beloved, in this podcast, we are using as our text, as I have mentioned to you, a Christian manifesto by Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer writes in The Use of Force, Part 3, Second, it is frightening when we realize that our consideration of these things and this book will certainly get behind the Iron Curtain and into other tyrannical countries where Christians face these questions in practice every day of their lives. In prison or out of prison, their position is very different from ours. We have freedom from physical oppression, and they do not. The early church carried out their civil disobedience in the only way available to them. They came to the clear issue of worshiping Caesar or not, and rebelled in refusing to do so, though they knew the cost. It seems to me that in most of the Iron Curtain countries, the Christians are in about the same position as the early church. They are not in a position to change the system because of their low numbers, because as Christians they are systematically shut out of places of influence, and because of the iron control. Thus they must resist in the manner the early church did when they are commanded to disobey God. An illustration would be the state's command not to give their children religious training. To do so is considered an act of civil disobedience under the criminal codes of the Soviet Union. Jan Pitt, in Persecution, It Will Never Happen Here, writes about one of the restrictions on religious freedom in Iron Curtain countries. Christians are forbidden to teach religion to children. Therefore, Sunday schools and youth gatherings are not allowed. Even within the home, Christian training is not to take place. That clearly disobeys God's commands, as well as the parents' deepest longings, if indeed the parents believe Christ is the way of eternal life and the law would have to be disobeyed. Civil disobedience in that case would be continuing the instruction, and if apprehended, paying the price of being sent to the labor camps in Siberia, which at times still means certain death and certainly great suffering. The labor camps take the place of the lion camps, if you will. In the communist countries and in other countries in Africa, etc., God's leading might be to further action, as in Poland at the present time, or at some point to an even more violent action with their idea of the perfectibility of man. The Soviet leaders expected the new man to be brought forth by changed economic conditions. This, of course, has not happened. The Christians have the opportunity to show that Christ and the Christian understanding of reality can and do bring forth the new man. Not perfectly, of course, until Christ returns, but still in a substantial way, whereas the Soviets have failed. In order for Christians to show forth the new man, they must demonstrate a positive practice and exhibit a caring Christian community in the group and care beyond the Christian group. But showing forth the new man also means a standing against the law of the state, which would destroy the very things Christians should produce in society. The civil disobedience forced upon them by the tyranny of the state is an essential part of being the new man, because to obey would destroy both what Christians should be and also what they should be producing in society. Three things must be stressed for those in all totalitarian countries: a Platonic concept of spirituality, which does not include all of life, is not true biblical spirituality. True spirituality touches all of life, including things of government and law, and not just religious things. We who are outside of such countries must allow those in these countries to know what the appropriate level is in their time and place. We in our place of lesser physical danger must not heap guilt on them. That is not to say that some of them will not compromise, but that is their responsibility before God. They should understand that there is a bottom line of civil disobedience on the appropriate level. They should recognize that this is biblical, because any government that commands what contradicts God's law abrogates its authority. It is no longer our proper legal government. And at that point, we have the right and the duty to disobey it. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and thank you for taking on this very interesting journey into the past and back to the present and to the future. Lord, we give you the glory, praise, and honor. And thank you for educating us today. And help us now to do your will, even if we are a remnant, the faithful few, and your preserved 7,000. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable mean, wicked, hateful people, and murderers and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, I am sure you know what a liar is, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. That whosoever, that word whosoever is an old English word, that means anybody at any time believeth in him. That is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. Perish where? Perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. It goes on, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and his word. God bless you.